When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hitting them straight for 12 years. This is Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back into Golf in the Northwest here as I'm doing two things at once through the magic of radio. Out here at Elk Ridge Golf Course in Carson, Washington, playing in the Solstice Tournament, getting 54 holes in today, if me and my friends Old Bones can handle it. But we are pleased right now to be chatting with the superintendent, head superintendent out here at Elk Ridge, Jay Crum. Good morning, Jay. I could have used a little more sun this morning, but other than that, it's fantastic. Thanks for having us out.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for talking to me.
Well, you've been there now going on 25 years, I think, in the superintendent game out there at Elk Ridge. Let everybody know a little bit about your background and kind of what led you to getting into the superintendent side and maintaining golf courses.
All righty. Well, I started here on the old course before they redesigned it. And I was here for a few years, and then they tore the old course up in 2003. And we got her finished late 06. And I was just the assistant at that time. And we went and, you know, did the whole seeding and redesign and brand new irrigation. And it's a completely different course than it used to be. And then it sat fallow for about 3 years. And in 2011, we brought in a bunch of brush hogs and mowed it all back down and reclaimed the course. And dug the greens out, redid the greens, added some more irrigation, and just, you know, kept at it. And we ended up with what we have today. At that time, yeah, I was the assistant superintendent. And then in 2018, the superintendent left, and so the owner asked me if I wanted to step into the position, and I said sure. So that's how I got to this spot. It's a great course. It's fun to be on. The view is just, you don't get tired of it, don't take it for granted. And you know, just love it out here.
Well, and that view is what makes it worth the hour or so drive from the Portland area. When the redesign was going on and getting it to the state that it's in now, what was sort of the motivation or the inspiration? It is a Lynx-style course in that regard. So what kind of makes it a Lynx-style course, even though you're inland in the gorge and at a tiny bit of elevation?
Yeah, it's just basically because, I mean, it's one hole after the other. You don't have to travel, you know, 200 yards to get to the next hole. You know, it's there. You get done off of one green, and there's the tee for the next. And so that's basically how we get. I mean, we have 18 holes on 100 acres here.
Yeah, it's cozy. So, and that's good for people that want to walk the course too. It's very walkable, although we're not doing that today, trying to play 54 holes, but very walkable as well.
Yes, it is. There's a few holes that are uphill, but you know, once you get past those, it's pretty flat.
Well, and is it, how unique is the gorge, the Oregon, you know, the Columbia River Gorge, and the unique climate? What's kind of the challenges that you have to work through on a yearly basis that maybe courses here in the valley don't have to deal with?
The main thing that we deal with is keeping her wet, because the wind is just so fierce up here, and it's constant. You know, it's not real bad all the time, but there's always a good breeze. And the drainage here is just phenomenal. We're sitting on about 600 feet of sandy loam, so it drains like a sieve.
And that's what makes it so playable year-round. As for the wind, I know that probably keeps the greens maybe a little slower than some of the courses that we play out here in the Portland area. What's the balance that you have to keep with the green speed in order to make sure you don't have the course unplayable if the wind kicks up?
Yeah, well, actually, the wind will dry it out. And it'll speed them up. We try to keep our stamp, you know, around 9. The greens are so undulated that anything faster than that is pretty unfair. So we try to keep a happy medium, you know, so everybody can play and get through the course.
Jake Crum is our guest here this morning, the head superintendent out there at Elk Ridge Golf Course out in Carson, Washington. So now preparing it for 54 holes of play in a day, is there anything unique that you did? Obviously, in the summertime, you're preparing for play from sun up till sundown, so 12, 13, 14 hours of play. But is there anything you have to do a little differently when it's more of a tournament style and guys are playing 54 holes?
Not really. We'll have the crew come in and, you know, the night before, get everything prepped.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And because I believe they're starting at about 6 o'clock, as soon as the sun gets up over the hill good enough. And so we'll probably come in a little bit early, 4 o'clock, and see if we can, get some more stuff done and get off the course before anybody starts playing.
There you go. You talked about, and the nice thing is Carson Hot Springs is right there. It's the same ownership group. So people that want to come and make a weekend out of it, have the ability to stay, and there's some other areas there right around Carson for people that want to come for the weekend. But as far as a little local knowledge, when you're playing there, is there anything, does everything pull back to the Columbia River, or what are maybe a little bits of local knowledge you want to take with you when you're headed out there to Elk Ridge?
You mean as far as the ball roll? Or?
Ball rolls, general wind direction, just anything that's good to have in the back of your mind when you're standing up there on the tee box.
Yeah, we get a pretty strong west wind. So, and a lot of times it'll come from the southwest. Early morning, you get a nice northern breeze, and it's fairly calm. It usually doesn't start picking up until about 10 o'clock. Right now we have a nice little breeze going on, so, and it'll probably get a little bit windier, but we usually stay right around, you know, at the most 10 mile an hour wind. I mean, it will pick up, you know, at a day that it gets, it can get up to 15, but that's rare, very rare. But there's just a constant wind in the afternoons.
There you go. And then as far as, you know, we got the tournaments out, our groups coming out, where's the best spot to take that group photo, whether it's a tee box, whether it's a green, with getting all the views in?
I'd say 7 tee box would be, you know, you got a really nice view there. You know, you're up on the hill and you can see, you know, you're right. You can see all of the gorge. You know, it's just a beautiful spot right there. Actually, every hole has a great view. You know, it just depends on what you want for a background.
There you go. Jay Crum, the head superintendent out at Elk Ridge Golf Course. Thanks to your crew for getting up early and getting everything prepared for us today. We appreciate you taking a few minutes for us, and looking forward to a great day out here at the Solstice Tournament.
All right. Yeah, I think you guys have a lot of fun today, and we'll see you.
Thanks again, Jay Crum. We'll see you out there as well. When we come back, going to take you down into the valley as another one of the kind of the local gems here. Spring Hill Golf Club, Dan Ostrin, the head professional down there. He played at Oregon State. We'll find out more about that. It used to be a private club. Now it's semi-private, but plenty of opportunities to play and take advantage of another one of the gems here.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.